Jenner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Squire Skimp's plan to have Abner pose as a worthless, ambitionless renegade and thus provoke Elizabeth into taking him back to reform him seems to be making quite an impression on the townsfolk and Abner. In fact, Abner appears to be enjoying it a good deal. As we look in on the little community today, expressing his concern over the plan to Squire.
Yeah, Squire, I'll admit that he's working all right. Everybody's sure talking about Abner, but I tell you, I'm worried.
Worried?
Yeah, I'm just afeard Abner's overdoing it.
Oh.
I believe he's taking this hobo stuff too serious. Afeard it's gone to his head.
I don't think it's any danger that, Lum.
Now, you ought to see Abner. He looks raggedier every day. And he won't do a lick of work. He won't do nothing.
Well, that's all part of the plan, Lum.
I know it, but the trouble is he's enjoying it. I'm feared that he'll just want to go on living that way the rest of his life.
No, Lum, not Abner. He's too old to change his way of life now. The old saying, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, Lum.
Maybe not, but I'm worried about Abner, I know that.
Well, if Abner does think that he enjoys being a tramp, Lum, it's merely a temporary situation which is bound to wear off in a day or so. No, a man that's worked hard all his life like Abner will never be satisfied to live any other way, Lum.
Well, I just hope you're right.
As a matter of fact, I'd wager anything that Abner's tired of it already. He's too much of a family man to ever become a nomad, Lum.
Oh, wait a minute. That's our ring, Squire.
Oh.
I hope this will be Elizabeth calling up to ask Abner to come back home.
Well, I think it's still a little too soon for that, Lum.
Excuse me a minute, Squire.
Yes, go right ahead.
Hello, John. I'm down store and library. Lum Edgerton. Oh, yes, Miss Foster. Friday night, huh? Why, no, not a thing. It is. Well, I was fond of goodness. I thought Tom's birthday was long about June. Why, sure, I'd be glad to come. Bring who? Oh, why, yeah, I'd be willing to bring her if it'd help out. Oh, no, it won't be no trouble. Mom? Oh, yes, Mom. Yeah, I'll call her. Yes, Mom. Well, thank you very much, Miss Foster. All right, goodbye.
Well, Miss Foster give a birthday party for Tom, huh?
Yeah, Friday night.
Well, it's nice that you're going to get to take Miss Platt to the party, Lum.
Miss Platt? How'd you know I was going to take her?
Well, that's not very hard to tell. I could tell by the tone of your voice on the telephone there.
You could, huh?
Oh, yes. Yes, love is a wonderful thing, Lum.
Love? I ain't in love with her.
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, I ain't.
Better get on the phone there and call her up, Lum. You don't want to let an opportunity like this slip through your fingers, you know.
Well, she's more likely busy teaching right now. I hate to interrupt her.
Well, I don't think she'd mind being interrupted for that, Lum. Sitting over there day after day teaching history and geography can get a little dull, I imagine. Wait a minute. That was your ring, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe it was.
It might be Miss Platt calling you right now, Lum.
Granny, do you reckon it is?
Well, it could be. It's possible.
Squire, will you answer it for me?
Well, Lum, I don't believe...
Go on, Squire, please. I ain't studied up nothing to say to her yet.
Well, all right. It seems a little silly, though.
Granny, where's my comb?
Hello, this is the John M. Down store. No, this is M.K. Skimp. Abner's not here.
What's she calling Abner for?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Peabody. I thought I recognized your voice.
Miss Peabody?
Just a minute. He's here. By George, Lum, it looks like our plan has succeeded a lot sooner than I anticipated.
Is that actually Elizabeth calling?
Yes, indeed it is. This is certainly good news, too.
Well, Granny, let me get at that phone.
Yeah, be careful how you handle this now.
I know just what to say.
Go ahead.
Hello, Elizabeth? Yeah, this is Lum. No. Honest, Abner ain't here. Fact is, he ain't been here all day. Well, to be honest, Elizabeth, he don't do a lick of work around here no more.
That's right, Lum. Lay it on heavy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure, he still owns his half interest here.
Tell her he's liable to lose it, though, if someone doesn't reform him.
Mom? Oh, yes, Mom. Yeah, I'll more than likely see him sometime today. Tell him what? Well, sure, I'll tell him to come home.
Well, by George.
How's that? Well, wait, though, Elizabeth. That ain't why Abner's doing this. Well, wait. You got the wrong idea.
Hey, don't argue with her, Lum. She wants him to come home. That's enough.
But he ain't trying to humiliate you.
Let it go. Don't spoil everything, Lum.
All right, I'll tell him when I see him, Elizabeth. But I still say you've got the wrong idea.
Be careful, Lum.
Yeah, all right, Elizabeth. Yes, Mom. Goodbye.
So she wants him to come home.
She insists on it.
Well, that's fine. That's wonderful news. Wonderful news, Lum.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid it just means more trouble in the home for Abner.
More trouble in the home?
Yeah. She ain't feeling sympathetic about Abner like you said she would. She's just downright mad at him.
Oh, I see. Oh.
She don't want to reform him like she's supposed to with this plan of yours. She just wants to get him off in the streets so he'll quit humiliating her.
Well, that isn't quite the reaction I'd hoped for.
No. Elizabeth said Abner's just making an idiot out of himself, and it's a reflect on her, she says.
Hmm.
She swears that he's just doing it on a purpose to humiliate her.
Well, there's the workings of the female mind again, Lump. You absolutely cannot depend on how a woman will react. Never do the right thing.
Now, she ain't happy about this at all.
No, but at least, Lum, you must admit that we've accomplished our purpose in some measure. She has asked Abner to come back home, and that's what we wanted her to do.
Well, yeah, I reckon you're right. And I know Abner will be tickled to death to hear it, too.
Oh, certainly, certainly. And once he does get back home, why, he and Elizabeth will be able to patch up their differences in no time at all, I'm sure. The important thing is to get them back together again.
Yeah, I believe you're right, Squire. If we just get them two together again, I believe they'll be so happy from now on they won't ever have no
more. Hallelujah, I'm a bomb.
Oh, hello, Abner. Never seen you coming up out there.
Well.
Scare a man half to death busting in the door there.
Oh, excuse me. Howdy, Squire, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good, Abner, pretty good.
Hi, Granny. Have we got some news for you, Abner?
News?
Yes, sir. You're going to be tickled to death when you hear this.
Well.
Abner, everything's worked out dandy. Elizabeth called you.
She did?
Yes, sir. And you know what? She wants you to come home.
Oh.
Well, for goodness sakes, is that all you're going to say? Just, oh? Ain't you happy?
Well, sure.
You don't act like it.
Well, I'm happy, I think. When did she say for me to come home?
Right today, quick as you can.
Today, huh? I reckon it'd be all right if I'd wait till tomorrow or so.
What in the world do you want to wait for? For a little over a week now, you've been studying up ways to get Elizabeth to take you back again. Now, when your big opportunity comes, you act this way.
Yeah, well, I sort of had a couple other plans in mind.
Plans?
Yeah, me and Willie. You know, Willie the Boodler. Me and Willie were sort of aiming on grabbing a rattler and going somewhere.
Grabbing a rattler?
Yeah, might head for Florida. Willie says that's a good place to winter.
Well, now, wait. I don't want you picking up no rattlers. Them things are poisonous.
I think he means a train, Lum. They're referred to sometimes as rattlers in the vernacular of the wanderlust.
Yeah, sure. I just come in here to get my steam-heated Benny because it gets cold riding them rods.
To get your what?
Steam-heated Benny. My winter overcoat. Don't you know nothing? Doggy, you talk a gazoonie, Lum.
A gazoonie?
You know, a little kid tramp. Me and Willie seen one yesterday toting a lump down to the jungle. He claimed he wasn't a mush faker, but Willie said he'd seen him working a stem, putting a ding on the yokels around here.
What in the world are you talking about, Abner? Are you feeling all right?
Why, sure, never felt better in my life. Well, I better lamb. Willie says we got to get out to the tracks because there's a stack of rust and a drag due in about an hour, and we might squirrel a car and take a hop somewhere.
Wait a minute, Abner. What about Elizabeth?
Well, I'll call her quick as I get a chance. So long.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Did you hear that, Squire?
I certainly did.
And I told you this was going to his head. It's affecting his mind. We better get a hold of Doc Miller.
No, now, Lum, I wouldn't do that. This is nothing at all. Abner has evidently just picked up some hobo lingo from this Willie the Boodler character. It'll wear off soon.
Well, I'm worried, though. This whole mix-up twixt him and Elizabeth made a nervous wretch out of him. And I know something I'm going to do right now.
Now, Lum, don't call Doc Miller. That isn't necessary. There's nothing wrong with Abner. He's merely fascinated by this new hobo existence. It's just temporary. By tomorrow, he will have forgotten all about it.
Well, I don't know. You know, Abner... Wait a minute. Hello, is this Miss Foster?
Mrs. Foster?
Well, this is Lum again. I just recollected I'm all tied up next Friday and can't make the party after all. Oh, business. Yes, Mom. Well, I am, too, but much obliged for asking me anyways. Yes, Mom. Goodbye.
Now, Lum, what did you do a silly thing like that for?
Well, I'll tell you, Squire. If I start taking Miss Emmeline Platt different places, she'll start liking me. And with my personality, sooner or later, she'll want me to marry me. Just take a look at Abner and see what happens to married people. No, sir, I just ain't taking no chances.